Please pray with me. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in us the fire of your love. Amen. Please be seated. In this day and age, the challenge for Christians is the same as ever. Who reigns in our hearts? Who rules our thoughts and our actions? Today is Christ the King Sunday, a poignant day when we again consider if we will choose to live with God as our greatest influence. And to call Christ the King means that he is the greatest influence in our lives, more than any philosophy and more than any governmental ruler. Who is the ruler of our lives is something we all struggle with. Jesus Christ represents the opposite of envy, greed, or lust for power. Jesus rejected violence, dominance, and retaliation. Jesus remained faithful to his own teachings of love and loving his neighbor through his wrongful crucifixion. And as Jesus was dying on the cross, he continued to demonstrate his unfailing dedication to forgiveness when on the spot, without any strings attached, he told the criminal next to him that they would be together that very day in paradise. Now, the world wants us to value political and economic power, to promote wealth and celebrity over God's values of service, sacrifice, and love. And in God's kingdom, it's not about who you are or what you have. It's all about what you do with God's gifts, all that he has provided each of us. When we love God, when Jesus Christ rules our hearts and our minds, well, then we love what God loves. And we live like Jesus taught us to live. Is this easy? No. Is it possible? Sometimes it doesn't seem that way, but it is what we are called to do. As Christians, we live as Jesus taught us to live. We're to be followers, imitators of Jesus, and not anyone else. Martin Luther King is quoted as saying, "If Christ is king over our lives, then my Nobel Peace Prize is less important than me trying to feed the hungry. If Christ is my king, then my invitations to the White House are less important than that I visited those in prison. And if Christ is Lord, then my being Time Magazine's Man of the Year is less important than that I tried to love extravagantly, dangerously, with all my being." Whenever we think that anything is threatening to destroy God's kingdom of love, acceptance, and forgiveness, we are called as Christians to focus on Christ, and to live with our knowledge that it's through Christ that we are rescued from all the darkness and we're called to be his light in the world. Jesus didn't die on the cross to save us from the challenges of this life. Jesus died to save us to live with him ruling our hearts and ruling our thoughts and our actions in this life, right here and now. Jesus saved us from membership in God's kingdom, where, like the kids said, there's goodness and mercy and justice, forgiveness and reconciliation, and peace and love, and plain old kindness will prevail. So take a minute and put yourself in the gospel reading. You're one of those criminals hanging on a cross on one side or the other of Jesus. Will you choose to mock the man in pain who's unjustly wounded because he stands for a countercultural life of love? Or will you stand up with him and offer empathy and receive his friendship, grace, and love? In our daily life, we have the choice to wound, disregard, and discard people, and be resentful and hateful in our thoughts and our actions. We also have the choice to heal, to value, restore, consider, and love all people, everyone, in our thoughts and actions. Today is Christ the King Sunday. It's also the last Sunday of our church year. If you can believe it, next Sunday, right after Thanksgiving, is Advent. 4 weeks of anticipating Christmas, of looking forward to and preparing our hearts for the greatest gift ever given. Jesus, God becoming one of us to show us how we are to live with love. And the choice is up to us, every single one of us. Are we going to live with love or fear? With this rule in our hearts, is it going to be the world and the world's philosophies and the world's governments? Or are we going to live with Christ ruling our hearts and minds, our actions, our love? Amen.